What have they told you about what your role here?
Oh, right now, they're just trying to get me accustomed to the defenses that they've been running. Just trying to pick up on the playbook a little bit and special team wise, you know, running down the field, doing a little special team work. But you know, they really haven't gave me a role just yet. You know, they inserted me in a Sam position linebacker spot. You know, just to, you know, get me accustomed, like I said, to the playbook and, you know, the defenses that they'll be running here. And like I said, I'll be on special teams also.
Is there a, we always talk about when players come into a new situation about the playbook on offense and defense. Is the special teams playbook as difficult to get a grasp on? Or are they
not at all. Most special teams, it's just a scheme that different coordinators run. Most positions, and like I said, on kickoff are usually the same. Just different schemes in like the punt return game and the kickoff return game. That's basically really, it's not too difficult at all.
When you come into a camp this late, how difficult is it to make a team?
You know what, it's on the person. Be honest, me personally, like I said, I've been at home for like at least 6 months and I've been hungry. So it's on me to go out here and make a good impression on these coaches so I can make the team. I know I can't speak for other players because I don't know what their determination is. So it's really on the person.
As a linebacker, what do you bring to the table?
Physicality, athleticism, you know, we have all that in the room. This will be my seventh year, so I'm a vet also, you know. So like I said, it wouldn't be hard for me to come in and do my job. Whatever they asked me to do, I was going to do anyway. So that's just what I plan to do.
Was it maybe a relief isn't the right word, but to finally get into a camp?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course. Like I said, being at home just training for 6 months, you know, I didn't really get out. No OTAs, no mini camp. You can't really simulate a mini camp at home. Then you miss the first two preseason games. You're sitting at home watching them. You know, it could get frustrating, but, you know, I just continue to keep my head up, keep faith in God, and was just wait on the call. So I knew somebody would call, just, you know, had to wait, and my time is now.
Tom joked yesterday that you've been pretty healthy in your career. Is there anything that you attribute that to?
You know, you got to be honest, most of my career has been on special teams. Yeah. So, you know, I'll get a play here, play there every now and then. You know, I had a couple of years of starting at linebacker in Detroit. You know, I started numerous games in Detroit just as a backup. But most of my playing time has been on special teams. And that contributed to that because, you know, 7 year starter's body is way beat up than a 7 year special team slash backup guy. So, you know, that's basically it. And, you know, I keep my body healthy. Like I said, I've been working out all preseason through the whole process. So, you know, I learned a lot from my guys, DeAndre Levin and Steven Tellick, on how to take care of your body.
How surprised were you that you had to wait this long to find a spot?
I was surprised. But, you know, it's the NFL, man. You know, you got young guys come in every day. I'm pretty sure a lot of teams wanted to see the young guys and see what they were doing. And, you know, with me being a vet, you know, I know there would be a spot for me somewhere. Didn't know where. But, you know, like I said, I always kept my head up and kept pushing, man. Like I said, continuing to work out. It wasn't a day that didn't go by that I didn't work out. Just get myself ready for the day when the day came. You know, you don't want to come out here on your first day and be dragging, you know, and that's what I plan on doing, just continue to work.
Different guys use different things as motivation.
Yeah.
Something.
Definitely.
Do you use that, or is it how much?
Oh, yeah, of course, it's going to be motivation. Yeah, it's going to be motivation because I feel a lot of teams, you know, overlook me. But, you know, they got what they wanted, you know, and I'm a giant now, and, you know, I plan to move forward on that.
Giants open up against the Cowboys. Have you given much thought? I know that was sort of a heartbreaker last year, way to end the season.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaker. And another thing was going to motivate that game is I had a tryout with them, but they wouldn't let me do a tryout due to some, I wouldn't say it's a health issue, but some health things that were going on with me on that particular day, and they didn't let me do my tryout, and let me work out or anything, so they sent me back home. And just so happens I'm in the division now with the Giants, so it'll be a good feeling to go out there and play.
When was that?
About a month ago.
How many teams did you visit with before?
Just Dallas and here, yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Like I said, right now I'm going to take it slow. They're taking it slow with me because they know it's a little late in the camp. But I'm a veteran, so it's not hard for me to learn new defenses. I had to learn a new defense last year with them bringing Terrell Austin in and me being in Jim Schwartz's scheme for 4 years. It wouldn't be too hard to learn the basics at first and then continue to go after that. You know, just take it slow day by day and get better every day as I go.
The language is the biggest thing, by the way, right?
Yeah, the defense isn't too much different. It's more so the terms and the language. But as I hear it in the meeting rooms and in the team meeting rooms, the defensive meeting rooms, I pick up on the certain lingos they use around here. And even being on the practice field, because I do a lot of the scout team, and just seeing them as they work and move and listen to how they communicate out there, it's going to be a little easier to pick up.